That's the way the war 1914 declared. The things, they bring them to the end, and the people got disgusted and go an army. You understand? Mm-hmm. Nobody join army if they are happy and they got money and they got everything. They get you short here, short there, you know, and then you say, ah, the hell, I'm going to do it, you know. That's the way it goes. So now the story I'm going to tell you. Now I worked in a Harry Sabotin that time with a German. Mm-hmm. About 5-6 months, 6-7 months, I don't know. So I quit. They want me back again. So they gave me $2, $7.
Oh, $2 more now.
Yeah. After that, was another German boss besides where we live in Britannia Street. And he was a boss in Guns Packing House. On the same kind of business, you know. Guns, this is Canada Packing Harris, Guns, Swift. Now, Guns in the middle. And I go, he says, Bojin.
Could you speak English then now?
Oh, yes, I could speak, but not too bad, you know. Yeah. Starting. And he says, I hear he says, you're a good worker. Oh, well, I says, you know. Okay. He says, you come to work for me and Guns. I says, how? He says, it's how much you're going to pay me. Just like that, you know.
You said.
Yeah. He says, I give you $14. Oh, gosh, from $7 to $14, this is great. And I go there. This the other German of Harry Sabater. He says, come on back, I'll give you some more money. I don't tell him now, which I'm getting $14. Now you want to give me maybe a couple of more, eh? I said, that's finished. I says, I'm working. When I went to Guns to compare what I was doing in the Harris, in the Guns, I figured I was guilty. I thought I was stealing the money. Not enough work for me. And I said to the boss, I said, look, I says, Mr. Ernie was his name.
Was the English or the German?
German. Ernie Heisen. German. I said, can you give me something else? I said, this job is not enough for me, I says. He says to me, he says, this is Guns, he says, not Harris. Harris used to kill 1,200 cattle a day. A day. Cattle, you know, beef. Guns was killing 150. So, from 1,400 cattle a day to 150, that's 1 hour job for me. He said to me, I said, give me a little bit more something. You give me another job. Still is not enough, you know, but I'm a good worker. I'm dead, solid. He says, take it easy now. He says, that's all we got. Take it easy. He says, don't, you know, stretch the things. Stretch. He says, I'm going to do it. He said, an hour, make it 2 hours. He said, this is Guns. Easy. Oh, easy.
What would you do exactly in the factory?
I was in the casing departments. Casing.
Yeah.
You know, the one, the sausages they make. And easy job. That's like a woman's job. But it's not a woman's job. It's a hard job. You know, when you say, oh, what are you doing in Canada? I was washing dishes. You washing dishes and you're making a living, make money out of the washing dishes? Yeah. But they don't know if you work in a restaurant, you work thousands and thousands of dishes a day, man. Your back sore from down on the sink, you know, keep on going.
Yeah.
So, the casing, it's a hard job. It's a light job, but it's a fast job. So you got to work, you know. So anyway, I got that money and come on the day, I start making $18.
Were you in a union?
With one union, was a couple of Scotchmen's head guys of the union. And they got us all the factories out in the street. You know?
When?
Oh, Jesus, I don't know. About
this is now, this is when you're working at Guns, though, eh?
Yeah.
So it's about...
We are all, 1922, after the war. The war finished
at
18.
The
yeah.
Oh.
So what happened, they pay off. And those guys, they fled us down. were marching down in war, gradually broke up the union, started going back to work, back to the factory, same there, you know, and they work with the wonders. And those guys, they pay them off. And
the management
they
paid
up.
Them off.
Yeah, they shut up, sure.
The Scotchman.
Yeah.
In Guns now, where they're...
Guns, Harris, all the factories was it. Harris, Guns, Swift, Blackwell, Davis, they all packing houses. All the packing houses were on strike.
And around the same area?
All. Every one of the packing houses were on a strike, understand, were same union.
Yeah. When was this union formed?
For what?
Formed.
Well, I don't know, really. It was a new thing that time.
Nice.
That time there was a union like today. Union was very poor. You know, you want to make a strike here, yeah? If you success, okay. If you don't, you go back as a slave. You go back again anyway. If they want to be dirty, they can. So anyway, we're all back.
Was it men? Were there other groups working there? Any Greeks working there? Any Italians?
There was not many Greeks. No, there was on a Harry Sabato, there was about 10-15 Greeks, and they were in Oliver, where they make the shortening. You know, they are in a fat, what they call lard. You know,
yeah.
All those things. You know,
yeah.
There was a few Greeks.
This is in 1915 now, 16.
Yeah, that time.
Yeah.
15, 16, 18, 20. I know them personal, Koulas and Angelos and all the few Greeks, which there was there. Mm-hmm. And they all, in the long run, they all went in business. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know the Greeks, they say they don't work for somebody else. But anyway, they did work, some of them. And then, but the old Greeks, they're all dead now. And this is all new Greeks now.
And
now we have 60,000, at least 70. Thousands in Canada. Toronto's loaded.
Were you friends with the Greeks then? With the people from Laconia or the people from Nicrasia?
Well, the people that I know, sure.
Then. Not just you, generally. Then.
Sure. Wait. I belong to the same church, eh?
Yeah. Right.
And, I'm a Greek side, I told you that.
Right.
We're not the other side at all.